praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Let's bow our head for prayer. Our Father, we thank you for another beautiful day and for the health and the ability to be able to get out of bed and to be able to come to church today. And I thank you that we have this place where we can meet. And I thank you for those that are present. Lord, there's so much that we need to thank you for. We thank you most of all for your sacrifice on the cross for our sins, that we could have eternal life as a free gift. And I thank you for the privilege and the opportunity that I have to stand today and try my best to preach a small portion of your word. And I ask that you give me liberty and clarity of thought. Help me to say exactly what you want said. And Lord, I pray the message would just simply be a reminder to all of us of the need, the importance of being a grateful people. Forgive us for the times we're not. Forgive us, Lord, for griping and complaining and murmuring. It just seems like sometimes all we do is focus on the negative and fail to show the gratitude that you deserve. Lord, help us, I pray, to be a more thankful people. And I pray this in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. Well, this week is Thanksgiving week, as you know, and Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, the day we have set aside as a nation to express our gratitude. And that being the case, this morning I'm going to preach a very simple message that I have titled Continually. That's the whole title, Continually. And there's really just one main thought. You'll probably be pleased to know that I don't have but one main point in the message today. I'm not going to have a big, long outline for us to follow or to go through. Just one main thought, one main principle that I want us to get in our minds and keep in our minds in the days to come. But as I get started with the message, I do want to say that when you read the Bible, and you pay attention to what it says, you find with relative ease, in fact, that God places a very high premium on thankfulness. I feel like sometimes we sort of lessen the importance of thankfulness because we don't think it is as significant as some of the greater, more important doctrines of the Bible. But from God's perspective, thankfulness and gratitude to him is very, very important. And you find as you read in the Bible that thankfulness is something God desires from his people. It's something that he demands from his people. And I would say it is something God deserves from his people. Amen? God deserves our gratitude. And another thing I notice in reading the Bible is that there are various ways that we can express our gratitude to God. And one of those ways is found right here in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 15, the verse that we just read. And that way is what the Bible calls the sacrifice of praise. One way that we as a people can express our gratitude, our thankfulness to God, is by offering the sacrifice of praise. Look once again here at Hebrews 13, verse 15, and notice the writer says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God." Now, if you'll notice, and I'm sure you have many times before, this writer is addressing Hebrews, right? That's who this book was written to. It was written to Hebrews. That's why it's called the book of Hebrews. His audience was the Hebrews. And he uses terminology here that those Hebrews would have been very familiar with. These Hebrews, these Israelites, if you would, had been offering sacrifices for thousands of years at the time that this was written. So they knew all about this matter of offering sacrifices. If you read in the Bible, you find that down through the years they offered bulls and lambs and turtle doves and all sorts of things as offerings to God, because that's what God expected from them. He expected those literal blood sacrifices to be offered by his people. But when the writer of Hebrews pens these words, he talks of a different type of sacrifice. Not a literal blood sacrifice where you kill an animal and place his blood on an altar or on certain people, but he talks about what you might refer to as a spiritual sacrifice. He says right here, by him therefore let us offer. That's something they would relate with. He's using terms that people would relate with. They knew all about those offerings, the offering of sacrifices. And he says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise, not the sacrifice of an animal, but the sacrifice of praise to God. Then he goes on in the verse to tell us exactly what the sacrifice of praise is. And that's what I think is important for us to learn if we don't know it. What is this sacrifice of praise? When the Bible tells us that we're to offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, I think it's important that we know what that sacrifice is, right? If I'm going to offer that sacrifice, then I got to know what that sacrifice is. And right here the Bible tells us, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, he's fixing to tell you what it is, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. What is this spiritual offering, this spiritual sacrifice that God expects from his people? Well, according to what I just read, the sacrifice of praise is the fruit of my lips giving thanks to his name. It's me using my mouth, this thing right here under my nose that's gotten me in a lot of trouble in my life. It's me using my mouth to express my gratitude to God. That is what the sacrifice of praise is. It's when an individual or a group of people get together and use their mouths, whether it be through singing or through giving testimony or through preaching or teaching, whatever the case might be, but we use our mouths to express our gratitude to God. That's what the sacrifice of praise is. And according to what I read, that's something that God expects from me. Just like he expected those Israelites to offer those literal sacrifices during the Old Testament times, he expects those of us who are saved now in New Testament times to offer the spiritual sacrifice of praise, to use our lips to express our gratitude to God. And I realize that may seem like something that is feeble or really insufficient when it comes to who he is and what he deserves, but that's what God asked from us. So it must not be as insignificant with God as it might seem with us. I mean, when I get to thinking about who he is, y'all still with me? When I get to thinking about who he is, all the things that he has done, the wonderful miracles, the things that I read in the Bible, when I think about that great sacrifice that he made for me and for all of the world when he died on the cross for our sins, his resurrection, and all the things that I have seen him do in my life, just my life alone, and then when I look at what he's done in the lives of so many people, it just seems so insufficient and inadequate for me to simply say to the Lord, I thank you for who you are and what you've done. But evidently, from God's perspective, it's not insufficient and inadequate, because that's what he asked from us. Amen? That's what he wants from us. He wants that spiritual sacrifice, the sacrifice of praise, where we use our mouths for something good instead of something bad. And we need more of that, don't we? Instead of using our mouths to gripe and complain and to poor mouth and talk about how bad everything is, or to talk about somebody and to run them down and to gossip, instead of using our mouth in that way or those ways, use our mouths for something that honors him. And that's the sacrifice of praise. the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But here's what I want us to focus on for just the next few minutes. Not going to be real long this morning. Maybe not. Yeah, y'all like that, don't you? Here's the one thing that I want us to focus on. He says in verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Here's the word. Continually. And that's the title for the message. Real simple. Just took it right out of the Bible. Let us offer to God, offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Now, here's the first thing I want to do. I want to give you the definition of the word continually. Y'all still listening? The word continually means, this is in the dictionary, by the way, so you can look it up for yourself. It means to maintain without interruption. To maintain without interruption. That's one definition. Another definition is to remain in existence. To remain in existence. Another definition is to carry on or keep up. So when you're talking about something being done continually, you're talking about something that carries on without interruption. It is always there. It remains in existence. It never goes away. It's just there all the time. Now, here's the thing about something continuing. For it to continue, it first has to begin, right? It has to have a starting point. There has to be some place, some time where it begins. And then if it begins, it has the possibility of continuing. If it never begins, there's no possible way that it can continue. But if it ever begins, whatever you're talking about, if it has a beginning, there is at least the possibility that it can go on and go on and go on without interruption. And that is what God says about this sacrifice of praise. He says, look at it now, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That means that at some point, we need to start offering this sacrifice of praise, right? At some point, we need to begin expressing our gratitude to God with our lips, offering that sacrifice that he deserves, that he demands, that he desires from us. We got to start that somewhere, but once we get that thing started, then guess what he wants? No interruption whatsoever. From that point forward in our life, he wants us to maintain that sacrifice of praise without interruption. He wants it to always be in our lives. This is the thing that I really want you to concentrate on this morning. I want us to concentrate on this matter of being thankful all the time. I feel like most of us here understand that we are to be a grateful people. Amen? But here's how it is, I think, a lot of times, far too often in our lives as Christians, is we'll be going along being thankful, being thankful, being thankful, and then all of a sudden we'll hit a period in our life where we're not very thankful. And then maybe later on we'll kind of pick it back up and we'll start being thankful, being thankful, being thankful, and then all of a sudden we'll go through a period where we're not thankful. And then we'll go along a little farther and we'll pick it back up and we'll start being thankful. Y'all follow? It's kind of like a roller coaster. That's how we are a lot as Christians with this matter of thankfulness and gratitude to God. We'll go along and it's just up and down and up and down and up and down like a roller coaster. It's there and then it's not. It's there and then it's not. But what I find in the Bible is that the Lord expects it to be there all the time in my life. There doesn't need to be interruption in this. I don't need to be going along doing good, offering that sacrifice of praise, and then all of a sudden just stop and not be thankful. God wants it done continually in our lives, day in and day out. Y'all listen to me? Day in and day out. I said this Thursday's Thanksgiving Day. I'm still very grateful that we have a day set aside in our country to express our gratitude. Now, I would say that the meaning of that for certain people is probably far different from what it means to me. There are people who on Thursday will be thankful, but they won't be thankful to God. because for a lot of people in this country, there is no God. I don't know who it is they think. I guess they think their self or somebody, but they don't thank God. For me, that day means expressing my gratitude to God. That's what that day means to me. And I'm thankful we have that day. I hope it is a day that we celebrate forever in this country. I really do. But we don't need to fall into the mindset that we need to focus on Thanksgiving Day, and then the rest of the time we can just take off. That doesn't need to be our mindset. And the truth of the matter is, Thanksgiving Day has gone downhill so much that even amongst Christians, I think now in this country, we have let that day be filled with a whole lot of other things rather than a day filled with gratitude to God. We kind of have that tendency, don't we, as American people, to just kind of let things go down instead of taking things up. That's just kind of how we are. We let things go down. It starts out really good, and then as time rolls on, it just kind of slips and slips and slips to where a certain thing doesn't hold the meaning that it once did. Now Thanksgiving Day is about being off work, about going deer hunting, about watching a football game in the afternoon, eating a big meal with your family. And look, I'll probably do some of all that if I'm alive and I'm able. I'm not saying that those things are wrong, okay? And that's some of the stuff that we look forward to. We look forward to being able to get together with our family and just enjoy that time and eat and fellowship. Those things are good and they're a blessing, but for goodness sakes, folks, let's be careful that we don't put so much emphasis on all of that stuff that we lose the real meaning of the day. It's about gratitude to God, amen? That's what it's about above all. But here's the thing. Back to what I'm trying to focus on this morning. We don't need to just be thankful on Thanksgiving. God wants us to offer the sacrifice of praise every single day of our lives. Continually is the word. So every day, every moment, whatever is going on in my life, I am to be a thankful person. And I'm not telling you that what we're talking about is always easy. I'm not suggesting it. I'm just telling you that's what God expects out of us. He wants uninterrupted thankfulness and gratitude from his people. And back to what I said earlier, I believe that's what he deserves. Amen. Uninterrupted gratitude. Let me show you just a couple of verses of scripture here that I think reinforce what I'm talking about. Go back to the book of Ephesians, and this is a verse that we've looked at before, but I want you to look at it with me again. Continually, you and I need to work on being grateful at all times in our lives and in all circumstances in our lives and in whatever it is that we have to go through and deal with. And I'm not telling you it's easy, but I am telling you it's biblical. Telling you that's what God expects from us according to the Bible. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, look at verse number 20. Ephesians 5, verse 20. The Bible says, this is the word of God straight from the pages of Scripture, giving thanks. What's that word? Wouldn't y'all say that's continually? That's the same principle right here. Offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Paul says giving thanks always, always. That means at all times. That means when I'm up here on the mountain and the sun is shining real bright and everything's glorious and everything's good and I can see for miles and I don't see any trouble ahead. Everything just looks wonderful right then. I am to be a grateful Christian, amen? But let me say this. When I slide off that mountain and I'm down in that valley and I'm surrounded by dark clouds and I can't see my hand in front of my face and I don't know how things are going to turn out, I'm still supposed to offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Here's this roller coaster thing, see? That's what I was talking about. It's all right, man. When we up on that mountain, it's easy then, right? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I just thank you. Everything's so wonderful in my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we slide off and there's an interruption there. Y'all want to hear what I'm talking about? An interruption. God wants uninterrupted gratitude from his people. He doesn't want us to just be thankful when we're up on the mountain and everything is wonderful and glorious. He wants us to be grateful even when the bottom falls out. Even when things are not good in our lives or they don't appear to us to be good. He still wants us to be a grateful people when that's going on. Always. You know what Paul said, the book of Philippians? He said, I know how to abound. That's on the mountain up there. And he said, I know how to be abased. That's down in the valley is where that is. He says, everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full, that's on the mountain, and to be hungry, that's in the valley. He said, to abound, that's on the mountain, and to suffer need, that's in the valley. The Apostle Paul was a man, what I'm trying to say to you, who understood what it was like to have the highs and lows that you go through in living down here in this world. Paul was a great Christian man, but his life wasn't all roses. He didn't walk around on the mountain all the time with everything grand and glorious in his life. He had some dark times in his life. He had some difficult times in his life, hardships and pain, really like none of us have ever experienced in our lives. But you know what I find about Paul as I read his writings? I'm talking about when you read those books that he wrote here in the New Testament, you know what I find about him? Is that no matter where he was in his life, whether he's on the mountain or he's in the valley, whether he's full or he's hungry, abounding, abased, it didn't matter. Whether he was in jail, he spent some time in jail. Whether he was walking around as a free man. Whether he was on a ship out in the middle of the ocean with the waves beating against it. No matter where he was, Paul was a man of gratitude. He talks about thankfulness probably more than any other writer in all of the Bible. He was a man who had uninterrupted gratitude in his life. He wasn't just a fair-weather Christian. You see what I'm saying? We got too many fair-weather Christians who are all about giving gratitude to God and bragging on Jesus and talking about how good he is as long as everything's good. Let me say something to you, folks. That God on the mountain is the same God down in that valley. Your circumstances may have changed, but your God has not changed. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he was good yesterday, friend, he's still good today. I ought to be grateful no matter where I'm at in my life. Giving thanks always. Look at it again. Giving thanks always for all things. You know what that is? That's continual. For all things. Now, we ought to give thanks for those things that are good, right? I mean, when I think about spiritual blessings in my life, which I believe are the most important. When I think about my salvation, I ought to be grateful for that. When I think about the security that I have as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, I ought to be thankful for that. When I think about the Spirit of God living in me and the Lord promising to never leave me or forsake me, I ought to be thankful for that. When I think about the Scriptures, the Word of God, that God has actually given me a Bible that is 100% truth, I ought to be thankful for that. When I think about the saints of God, the great brothers and sisters in Christ that I have, ought to be thankful for that. When I think about the church, when I think about this church specifically, I ought to be thankful. You ought to be thankful for just having a good church to go to. Spiritual blessings, I ought to be thankful for that all the time. Just uninterrupted gratitude, thanking the Lord every day for those spiritual blessings and not just those spiritual blessings, but even the material blessings that he gives, how he gives us plenty to eat, How he gives us a roof over our head. How he gives us clothes on our back and shoes on our feet. How he gives us jobs to go to, money to pay our bills with. How he does all that. You understand, as the Bible says, every good and perfect gift cometh down from above, right? No man can receive anything except it be given him from heaven, is what the Bible says. So all of those material blessings that you enjoy, you know who gave those things to you? Or at least who made it possible for you to have them? The Lord did. We ought to be grateful for those things. Uninterrupted gratitude. Just continual. Thanking God for those spiritual and material blessings. But here's the thing, folks. That verse does not say giving thanks always for all the good things. Does it? That thing says giving thanks always for all things. That's not just the good. That's the good, the bad, and the ugly is what that is. Do I thank him as much for a trial or a temptation that I go through? Y'all understanding what I'm saying this morning? I'm just trying to help us be reminded of where our mindset needs to be as a believer. It's not just giving thanks when everything's wonderful in my life. It's not just giving thanks for the good things that I go through or that I experience or that I possess. It's giving thanks always for all things unto God. Even if it appears to be something negative, something bad, I'm still to have an attitude of gratitude, uninterrupted gratitude. That's what God wants from me. That's what God wants from you as a Christian. Not a fair weather Christian. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me show you one other verse of scripture here. Turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians, another very familiar passage. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Here's the thing about that giving thanks always for all things. You wonder how can you give thanks for all things? Well, let me remind you of a verse of scripture. Romans 8:28. Y'all know that verse? Romans 8:28. For we know that just the good things? All things. We know that all things work together for good. Not that all things are good. There's some bad things that happen, right? Not that all things are good, but all things work together for good. How can I be thankful for something that appears to be bad? Because I know that if I love God, he's going to take whatever that bad thing is and he's going to somehow, in his plan and in his power, work it together for my good. That's how I can have that uninterrupted gratitude in my life. I like what the brother said whenever we went over to sing it. Brother Tom, where Brother Tom pastors there in Op at Old Nica, that brother that was preaching. He was talking about another preacher, Jack Howes, that you've heard Brother Jimmy mention before. And he said Brother Jack Howes would preach and he'd say, you know, I don't like flour. He said, I don't want to just eat flour. Don't taste good. He said, I don't like salt. I don't like just throw salt up my mouth and just eat salt. And he went through all of these different ingredients that go into making something, and by themselves, they're not very good, are they? He said, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this. But then he said, but I sure do like cake. You understand that? You may not like all these different things that happen, but we have a God that can take all of that stuff and he can work it into something that we do like. That's good. That's how I can be thankful for all things, because God can work that together for good. But look right here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and this is it, and I'm going to be done. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In every thing. I'm just trying to show you the principle continually. Always, all things, right here, everything. Isn't that what it says in the Bible? In everything. Not just good things, not some things, not even the majority of things, but in everything, give thanks. Whatever it is you are in right now, wherever you are in your life right now, good or bad, what does the Bible say? Give thanks. Uninterrupted gratitude. Why? Watch what he says here. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You want to know what God's will is for your life? I may not be able to give you all the specifics, but I can tell you this morning, based on the authority of the Bible, that it is God's will for you, for me, for every believer, to offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, all the time, in attitude of gratitude. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this opportunity to meet together. Thank you for the privilege that we have to open the pages of the Word of God and study and just be reminded of things, Lord, that we've probably heard many, many times before. Sometimes we let these things slip and we don't keep them in mind like we need to. I pray you'd help us, each one, to offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together.